The success of Stax Records in the 60s was, like the success of Motown, due to an almost family-like atmosphere that brought producers, musicians, and songwriters into close daily contact and made it almost inevitable that they'd work together as smoothly as the workings of a Swiss watch. But it was rare that anybody in this group wore two hats, which is what makes William Bell so unusual. Bell was born in 1939, and his real name is William Yarborough, but people thought he resembled his grandmother, Bell, so much that the nickname stuck. By the time he reached Stax in 1962, he'd been around Memphis a long time, doing the usual round of nightclubs and talent shows, and recording the usual number of obscure flops. He heard that Stax was looking for material, so he headed to their studios to cut an audition tape of a song he'd written, You Don't Miss Your Water. But when the producers heard it, they decided to turn it into a finished record, and it became one of the Memphis label's first hits. Of course, when he recorded it, he'd been waiting for his draft notice, and the Army took him for 3 years. When he got out, Stax was a going concern, and they had plenty of stars. Bell willingly went to work as a songwriter, turning out numbers like Born Under a Bad Sign for Albert King and collaborating with the house keyboard player Booker T. Jones. Eventually, though, Stax started letting him record again, and although he never really scored a smash, the quality was very high.
Since I've been gone, you've had your number changed. Remains the same. Now I've been loving you, and you've been loving me so long. Baby, what's wrong?
Private Number was a duet with Judy Clay, who never did so well as when she was recording with Bell. But he did all right on his own, too.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Well, if I didn't, darling, I'm sorry. Did I reach out and hold you in my loving arms? When you needed me, now I realize that you need love too, and I'll spend my life making up to you. Oh, I forgot to be your lover, and I'm so sorry.
Songs like I Forgot to Be Your Lover are what are now considered deep soul, without a catchy pop hook in the chorus and a deeper, more narrative style that takes ears more accustomed to hearing black church services to decipher. And although it never really scratched the pop charts, it was a top 10 hit on black stations, particularly in the South. Another thing about William Bell was that he was uncommonly literate for a soul writer, perhaps second only to Smokey Robinson in that respect.
I wake up in the mornings, I think I want a drink. Can't even get water from the kitchen sink. The dog that we both loved and raised from a pup tried to bite my hand, Lord, every time I pick him up. Because I did, you know, my whole world is falling down. Ooh, yeah, now crumbling all around me.
This was the cue that Stax needed to start promoting him as their house intellectual, and they sent out a promo picture that showed Bell looking moody and smoking a pipe. But as Stax entered the era of Shaft and protest music, Bell didn't fit in.
Crying for the children of death.
sounded uncomfortable, and soon he'd been dropped. Still, his decade at Stax stood him in good stead. He moved to Atlanta, where he started a modestly successful soul label, Peachtree Productions, and studied acting. He even starred as Stanley Kowalski in a production of A Streetcar Named Desire. William Bell is still active in the music business around Atlanta, and I'm sure that people looking for superb songs to record will dip into his extensive catalog for years to come.